but we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
Sound familiar? That's an excerpt of our current head hombre, Donald Trump, on drug lords and border control from the third presidential debate in 2016. His interesting use of the Spanish word for dude, as well as his staunch position on illegal immigration and drug trafficking, continues to make headlines around the world. So what's all the fuss about? Why should we care? And what drugs exactly are these bad boys bringing in? I'm Joanne Sexton, and welcome to this episode of That's Dope. In his Oval Office address on immigration this past January, Trump specifically mentioned heroin.
Every week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone, 90% of which floods across from our southern border.
So while Trump's war on drugs includes more than just heroin, cocaine, other opiates, and prescription drugs, for example, let's focus on heroin. What exactly is heroin? I'm sure this thought has crossed many minds after seeing countless fear-inducing headlines, and one of those minds happened to be that of my mother. On the phone one night last fall, in the middle of discussing my obsession with the Netflix series Narcos, she abruptly asked, "Joe, what's heroin made of?" Because like any good baby boomer, she asked her tech-savvy Gen Z kid to Google it instead of doing it herself. Here's the spark notes. It's an opioid that's synthesized from morphine via man-made methods. Morphine is a substance that naturally occurs in nature and is derived from the seed pod of the Asian opium poppy plant. Morphine works by blocking the brain's pain receptors and releasing dopamine, creating a feeling of sedation and euphoria. So heroin is essentially like morphine on steroids, which, if you're not a World War I movie buff, is used as a painkiller, and it's 3 times stronger. In fact, heroin is so much more potent than morphine that morphine is actually sometimes used to wean addicts off heroin. So it's not exactly the drug you want to try just one time in a dirty college basement. Research suggests that the abuse of prescription drugs like OxyContin and Vicodin has contributed to the rise in heroin use. Actually, nearly 80% of Americans using heroin reported misusing prescription opioids first. And now, the question of the hour. Where is all this heroin coming from? Let's take a look at two of the world's most prolific suppliers, Afghanistan and our southern neighbor, Mexico. According to a 2017 report from the U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, as the world's largest opium producer and exporter, Afghanistan produces more than 80% of the world's heroin. Now, Mexico comes in at number 3, right behind Myanmar, but is equally as influential, as the DEA states that 93% of heroin analyzed by the agency in 2015 came from Mexico. So, is Trump's claim that 90% of heroin entering the U.S. comes from Mexico legit? Well, according to the DEA, those numbers might be true, but most of that heroin comes through legal points of entry, like the U.S.-Mexico policed border crossings. The border wall? Kinda pointless. Drug traffickers, while maybe not the kind of guys you want at your business convention, are undoubtedly global supply chain masters. In Afghanistan, farmers grow poppies and extract opium, which they sell to brokers or middlemen, who then sell the opium to drug production groups who operate secret drug labs deep in the Hindu Kush Mountains. If you're picturing something out of Breaking Bad, so am I.
Yes, science!
They convert the opium into heroin and morphine and hand off the finished product to traffickers, who transport the product globally and pass it to regional and local dealers. In Mexico, the deal is similar. In Guerrero State, a hotbed of opium production because of its inaccessible mountains, poor farmers trying to make a buck grow the poppy and sell the opium paste to local cartels, who pick it up and truck it to their hidden mountain labs where it's processed into heroin. That product is then smuggled across the U.S.-Mexico border and distributed throughout the U.S. Now that you have an idea of the business model, here are some numbers to put it all into perspective. According to a 2017 UN report, about half of the Taliban's annual $400 million income is from the illicit drug economy. Now, it's no surprise to anyone that the top dogs in the Afghan terrorist organizations and Mexican drug cartels are raking in the dough. But think about it on the micro level for a second. According to Lieutenant Colonel Juan Jose Orzua Padilla, the Mexican Army spokesman for the Guerrero region, a 2-acre plot of land in Guerrero State can generate about $750 per harvest. A good farmer can expect 2 to 3 harvests per year. Now you tell me. In a country where 43.6% of the population is affected by poverty, what would you choose? Since 2008, the U.S. has designated $2.5 billion to fund Mexico's fight against organized crime and a plan called the Merida Initiative. And yet the numbers show that opium production and heroin exports are through the roof. Drug eradication, such as the destroying of poppy fields, has proven ineffective, and alternative development programs for civilians are lacking. Although the tie between opium production and organized crime is often the focus of media reports and government initiatives, as well as propaganda, lack of education and economic development are significant contributing factors to the international heroin crisis. In a time where the war on drugs is inescapable and used to incite fear and support for an exorbitantly expensive glorified fence, it may be time to rethink our methods for tackling this global crisis. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, kids, don't do drugs. Credits. Clip 1. Donald Trump, 2016, YouTube. Intro music. Move That Dope, Future, 2014, YouTube. Clip 2. Donald Trump, 2019, YouTube. Clip 3. Jesse Pinkman, portrayed by Aaron Paul in Breaking Bad, YouTube. Information sources. Associated Press, 2017. Mexico says poverty down to about 44% of population. Foundation for a Drug-Free World. What is heroin? How is heroin made? What is heroin made of? Drug-Free World. Frederick J., 2018. On the Hunt for Poppies in Mexico, America's Biggest Heroin Supplier. Higgins J., 2017. After 16 years of war, Afghanistan still world's heroin supplier. National Institute on Drug Abuse, 2018. What is heroin? National Institute on Drug Abuse, 2019. Opioid Overdose Crisis. Patterson T., 2017. How to Catch a Heroin Godfather. Richardson E., 2018. Where does heroin come from? Washington Post, 2019. Most imported heroin comes through legal points of entry.